Don't count your hens before they're hatched. This is Sandra Tsing Lo with the lowdown on science. In 2015, the gender-neutral pronoun hen was added to the official Swedish dictionary. In Swedish, that could mean any person, regardless of gender. The word has been in widespread use there since around 2010. But does putting a new word in the dictionary mean people will actually use it? Marie Gustafsson Sandén of Stockholm University and colleagues conducted two surveys. The first was collected the year hen was added to the dictionary. The second, just 3 years later. According to the second survey, about half of the 3,000 respondents were using hen in communication. That's over 35% higher than when the word first entered the dictionary. It's not spring chickens alone that are driving this change. Sure, 20-somethings were the first to adopt the new pronoun, but over time, older people were also using it. Changing our language habits can be difficult, but this research shows that it's not impossible. Still, espresso or expresso? I can never remember, but I could care less, or I couldn't care less. Yoinks.
The Lowdown on Science is produced by LDOS Media Lab in partnership with the University of California, Irvine Science Communication and 89.3 KPCC, and made possible with the generous support of the Fuse Family Foundation.